60 than 50.
我自己感觉可能我已经接近60了，而不是50岁。
But choices that we make today can have an impact on our lives.
那么我们今天要做的决定可能对我们的生命有了长远的影响。
And today we're going to look at some choices that we can make.
那么今天我们要看一看有哪一些决定是我们能够做的。
In the scriptures, there is something called sanctification.
那么在圣经当中有提到一个名词叫做成圣。
And it's something that followers of Jesus are involved in.
这个就是我们作为基督徒正在做的一件事情。
It's kind of a fancier theological way of saying becoming more like Jesus.
那么成圣这个词就是它的意思是让我们变得更像耶稣的一个特别的想法。
It's the idea of growing from the inside out like Jesus.
它是让我们由里往外的成长，像更像耶稣。
We're told in the New Testament that Christians have choices that they need to make.
那么在新约当中，我们了解到基督徒会面对很多的选择。
And these choices can either be good for our sanctification or bad.
那么这些做出的选择，也许对我们成圣有很大的帮助，或许也是很大的阻碍。
Jesus speaks of one of these issues in Matthew chapter 6.
那在马太福音第六章，耶稣讲到这样一件事。
And the issue is one of forgiveness.
他讲到了饶恕。
And Jesus says there quite clearly that if you forgive your brother, then Jesus will forgive you.
那非常清楚地说，如果你原谅饶恕了你的弟兄，那么耶稣也会原谅你。
And he adds to that that there is this idea that your decision on forgiveness will have an impact on where we spend eternity.
那么他讲的就是说，如果你在饶恕上做了正确的决定，那么对于你的永生都将有个很大的作用。
Because in heaven there aren't any unforgiven people.
因为在天堂里面没有不饶恕的人。
In heaven there will be people that have been forgiven their sins.
那在天堂里都是那些已经被饶恕的人。
And if Jesus says he won't forgive us our sins, then that means we're not in heaven.
如果耶稣说我不会饶恕你们的罪恶，那么我们也不会在天堂里面。
The reason is that if we can't forgive, then there is evidence of our lack of experience with the grace of God.
那么如果我们不能够饶恕，这就证明了在我们的生活当中，我们并没有很深的经历神的恩典。
Paul talks about a choice concerning gossip.
保罗讲到关于在背后传闲言的这样一个
And it's a very dangerous thing that Paul says.
他说这是一件非常危险的事情。
It can hurt other people.
它可以伤害到别人。
But gossip also reveals where your heart is at.
但是背后传人的闲言也反映了我们内心的动机。
So there are choices that we make that can either hinder our spiritual growth or advance our spiritual growth.
所以我们所做出的决定既可以阻挡我们灵性的成长，也可以大大的加速我们在灵命的成长。
Now this has something to do with our theme this year.
那么这个跟我们今年教会的主题也有关联。
You see, because our theme is to grow deep roots so that we produce fruit upwards.
我们的主题是向下往下扎根，这样我们才能往上向上结果。
And in the next few weeks that I'm with youHere, I would like to examine some of the obstacles to growing deep roots.
那么在接下来的几周中，我将和大家一起来讨论是哪一些阻挡使我们不能够往下扎根。
It's unfortunate, but there are obstacles to our spiritual growth that which we can so easily overlook.
很不幸的是，我们常常有很多很容易忽略的一些阻挡，阻碍我们在灵性上向下扎根。
So I had planned to do actually 7 topics on this in this series.
那么实际上在这个讨论向下扎根阻拦的这个系列里面，我准备了7个讲题。
But I had planned to do 3 of them with you here.
那么现在我要讲其中的3点。
And then when I was writing up this message, I realized this one would be too long.
当我准备这个讲稿的时候，我想可能有点太长了。
So this is just part one.
所以现在这个我们要讲，今天要讲的是第一部分。
But I had planned to cover these subjects: the resistance of love, the hardness of heart, and unforgiveness.
那么我是准备要讲第一是对爱的抗拒，内心的刚硬，还有缺乏饶恕。
These are three important themes that we need to consider if we are going to grow deep roots into Christ.
那么如果我们想在基督耶稣里深深的扎根，这三个方面我们一定要仔细的考虑。
Today I'd like to introduce the idea of the resistance to love.
那今天我想要重点讲一讲我们对爱的抗拒。
And the idea of resisting love kind of touches on two different things.
那么这个对爱的抗拒阻拦，它讲到了两个方面。
It touches on our resistance to loving others.
一个是我们不大愿意去爱别人。
And it also touches on the idea that we are resistant to God's love for us.
另一方面，也是我们有时候抗拒神对我们的爱。
Today I'd like to consider two questions.
今天想我和大家讨论两个问题。
And the first question is, why does love matter?
第一个问题是为什么爱很重要？
And the second question is what is love?
第二个问题是爱究竟是什么？
Now next week we'll look at two other questions. Where does love come from?
那么下一周我们要讲两个问题，第一个是爱是从何而来？
And how does love grow?
那么第二个问题是爱是怎样成长的？
The question of love is really foundational to the whole series on hindrance to growing deep roots.
那么对整个扎根的障碍这个系列来说，为什么爱很重要是一个关键基本的问题。
We will kind of ask that question about every subject that we look at.
那么当我们讨论每一个主题的时候，我们都会看回看这个问题。
And basically, why it matters, why unforgiveness matters, and why hardness of heart matters, and why love or resistance to love matters. It is all because it matters to God.
那为什么我们常常谈到不能饶恕是一个问题？我们有时候内心刚硬也是一个问题，还有我们不能去爱人也是一个问题。他们之所以是问题，因为在神看来，这些都是一些大的问题。
And these very themes are spoken about in the scriptures.
那么这些主题在圣经当中都有提到。
So this question is very important.
所以这个问题至关重要。
You know, one of the things that I noticed is that sometimes the church, and I don't just mean our church, but I mean the universal church, really gets in the way of the spreading of the gospel.
我注意到这样一件事情，就是不是光在我们教会，甚至是整个的教，就整个教会而言，常常我们看到教会里的一些事情会阻碍神的福音的传播。
Sometimes the church actually frustrates the work of the gospel.
常常这个教会它阻挠了神的福音的这个功能。
And it's unfortunate, but it happens because within the church there are unloving people.
那么有的时候就是因为在教会里面我们有很多是没有爱心的人。
Now the church is filled.Or the church has unloving people in it.
在教会里面有缺乏爱心的人。
The world is filled with unloving people.
那我们这个世界也充斥着缺乏爱心的人。
And what happens is this, that unloving people will come into the church.
那么当这个缺乏爱心的人来到教会。
And they will come and they will become Christians.
那么他们来了也成为了基督徒。
But unfortunately, sometimes,They remain unloving people.
但很不幸的是，有的时候虽然他们成为了基督徒，但是他们继续做着没有爱心的人。
And sometimes we can get the idea in the church that the church is filled with only loving people.
那么我们可以这样想，如果教会里到处都是充满了爱心的人。
And we can get the idea that the scriptures teaches.That only the church has loving people in it.
那如果我们说在圣经的教导中说，在教会里只能有充满爱心的人存在。
But this isn't true.
但是这并不是真实的。
Jesus says that the rain falls on the just and the unjust.
耶稣说，雨降在义人身上，也降在不义的人身上。
What Jesus says is that there is this common grace that happens on all people.
那耶稣是说，这种普世的恩典其实是降临在每一个人的身上。
And because mankind has been created in the image of God,
因为人类是按照神的形象被造的。
And God is love,
而神就是爱。
Then that means that there is this common grace that everyone has, and it is the capacity to love.
所以在人起初造人的时候，他就将这种爱的能力在造在了我们的身上。
I'm sure you know some non-Christians.
我想大家都认识一些非信徒。
I do.
我认识。
And I have to say that non-Christians love their children.
我们也知道非信徒他们也很爱他们的子女。
And really, they are concerned about things like their health.
他们关心他们的健康。
And their education.
他们的教育。
And even their moral upbringing.
甚至他们的道德方面的成长。
They love their children.
他们非常爱自己的儿女。
I know couples.
我也知道一些这个伴这个夫妻。
Who are not believers.
他们不是基督徒。
But they genuinely love one another.
但是他们却非常的彼此相爱。
They have the capacity to love.
他们有这种爱的能力。
Unbelievers can love one another.
那非不信神的人，他们也能够彼此相爱。
But this is what the teaching of Scripture is on love.
那么在这里，圣经是这样讲的关于爱的问题。
The Scripture's teaching is this.
圣经是这样教导的。
Because of our experience as Christian people.
因为我们有做基督徒这样的经历。
Who know of the very love of God.
所以我们才了解从神而来的这种爱。
We are to be the most loving people on the face of the earth.
我们应该是在这个世界上最有爱心的人。
That's the real teaching of Scripture.
这才是圣经真正的教导。
Because we have been so loved by God and been so deeply transformed by that experience.
因为我们如此深的被神所爱，因为我们如此被神所深爱，而且这种被他所爱的经历也转使我们改变。
We are to be the most loving people on the face of the planet of Earth.
我们应该是在这个世界上最有爱心的人。
And when the church is filled,
那么当这个教会充满了
by the most loving people on the Earth,
在这个地球上最有爱心的人，
then the love that is in the church should be able to push back any legalisticor conditional love that has been seen and has been part of the church in the past and even in the present.
那么如果在教会里充满了这种真正具有爱心的人，这种爱它就会超越我们在过去或者是现在保守的基督教教会里面所看到的那种律法主义的爱，或者是讲究这个条件的爱。
Let me give you a couple of examples of what I mean by this.
那么我给大家几个例子来解释我为什么这样说。
When I was a young boy, I used to go to summer camp.
当我还是个年轻人的时候，我常常会去夏天的一些夏令会。
And I went to a Russian Baptist summer camp.
那么我去了一个俄国人他们的这个青少年营会。
Russian Baptist means very strict for those of us who have grown up in it.
那么像对我们来说，俄国的这种浸信会它是非常严格的。
When I was growing up, they didn't demand that women wear head coverings.
在我还是年幼的时候，他们那个时候要求女人要把头部盖起来。
But most of the women, older women, did when they went into church.
但是所有年长的姐妹，当她们去教会的时候，她们都这样在头上盖着头巾。
On a Sunday morning, there was no playing with a ball.
那么在星期日的早上，没有人可以玩球。
And there was no recreation.
没有任何的娱乐。
which I didn't like because I would like to sneak away and go fishing.
因为我很不喜欢这个，我常常想溜出去钓鱼。
And I was delighted that one time my father took me.
我很高兴有一次我爸爸终于带我去了。
But here's what happened when I was at camp.
那么当我在营会的时候发生了这样的事情。
I think it was in the context of a prayer meeting.
我想可能是在一个祷告会。
I was talking to my counselor.
我和我的咨询这个咨询者讨论。
And I had a prayer request for one of my friends.
我对我的朋友有一个祷告的请求。
And my friend, a few of my friends didn't know Jesus.
那我的一些朋友他们并不认识耶稣。
And I happened to mention that they smoked.
那我也提到说他们有抽烟的这个习惯。
When I was in fourth and fifth grade, we were already smoking.
在我四年级和五年级的时候，我们早就抽烟了。
And my counselor told me, he said, well,Tell your friend to stop smoking and then he can come to church.
那我这个咨询的导师他就说告诉你的朋友不要吸烟了这样他们才能来教会。
What I came to realize as I grew up
那当我长大以后我才意识到
was that he was saying that in order for us to come to God, we first have to clean ourselves.
那他的意思就是说为了我们能够来到耶稣的面前我们必须先要自己清洁自己。
He spoke in error.
他说了这样的错误。
He was wrong.
他是错的。
There is nothing that we can do to clean ourselves up before God.
因为在神面前，我们没有办法来洁净我们自己。
That was an example of the church getting in the way of the gospel.
那么这也就是一个例子，有的时候教会反倒成了福音的阻挠。
I have another example.
我还有另外一个例子。
About 3 years ago, I was in a conference in Chicago.
那大概三年前，我在芝加哥参加一个会议。
And I was speaking to the professor in the graduate program.
那我和一个研究所的教授讨论一些事情。
And he was telling me what he does with his graduate students.
那他告诉我他和他的研究生们的一些事情。
He says that he brings them out.To a neighborhood in Chicago where there are it's a favorite place to gather for the homosexual community.
那他带他的学生来到芝加哥一个地方。那在这个地方通常是那些同性恋者聚集的场所。
And what he did was he took two easels.
那么他做的就是他带了两个。
A board.
带了一个这样的一个板。
And he put one on one street and one on the other.
那他把一个放在街上，另外一个放在另外一边。
And he wrote on one of them, "What do you think of Jesus?"
他在其中一块板上写，你觉得耶稣是怎样呢？
And on the other one, he wrote, "What do you think of the church?"
然后第二个问题，他说你对教会有怎样的看法
？And as people were coming in and out of the bars，
那么当这些同性恋者他们从那个酒吧里出来进进出出
，the students would encourage them to respond to those questions。
那么他的研究生就鼓励这些人来把他们的想法写在这个板上。
And on the board that asked the question, "What do you think of the church?"
那么在写着你对教会有什么看法的这块板上
，were written statements like this.
有这样一些想法。
I hate the church.
我很讨厌教会。
Why does the church hate us?
为什么教会恨我们
？Why does the church persecute us?
为什么教会迫害我们
？And on the other.Board.
那么在另外一块板上
，The answer to the question, "What do you think about Jesus?"
关于你对耶稣有什么看法这个问题
，The answers read, "I love Jesus."
那么有人说我很爱耶稣
，I want Jesus.
我想要耶稣
，I miss Jesus.
我非常的怀念耶稣。
Why such a division between the two?
那为什么在耶稣和教会这两个之间有这样的区别呢？
Listen, last week we talked about how the branch was connected to the vine.
那么在上一周我们讲到这个枝子如何与葡萄树相连。
And the connection was very close.
那么这种连结是非常紧密的。
The two shared the same DNA.
他们两者像有着具有同样的遗传基因。
Then how come when the questions are posed that there's such a division between the two?
那么为什么当这个问题出来的时候，在这两者之间竟然有如此大的区别呢？
Now listen, I understand some of the issues.
那我了解其中有一些问题。
And the truth needs to be spoken.
那么真理是需要被解释的。
But the truth needs to be spoken in love.
但是真理的解释是需要借由爱。
And the people on the other side,
那么在另外一边的人,
they don't see the love.
他们看不到爱。
They don't feel the love.
他们也感觉不到爱。
They don't believe it exists in the church.
他们也不相信在教会里有这种爱。
Something is wrong.
所以有些是出现了问题。
I'm not saying that we need to support the lifestyle of the homosexual.
那在这里我不是说我们需要支持同性恋者的生活方式。
But there is something missing in the depth of our love for those that don't know Christ.
但是在我们的基督徒生活中，我们确实对他们失去了一种爱。
So let's get to the answer.
那么我们来看他的答案。
Why does love matter?
为什么爱这样重要呢？
Well, I think the answer to this is in about five passages of scripture.
我想这个问题的答案其实在隐含在有五段的经文当中。
And I'm looking at the time and I realize I don't even know if I'll get through this sermon.
那么我看看时间实在是有限。
I'm going to move real fast and this is what we're going to do. I'm going to give you the scripture passage and you can look it up in your pew Bible. I'll give you the page number.
那么我会给你们这个经文的它的章节还有的页数。
And Ma Yuen will read the passage.
那么马元会来读这些经节。
And I'll just say a couple of words about it.
那我只是说一些解释一些这方面的经文。
Okay, so the first passage is Matthew chapter 22.
第一个经节是在马太福音二十二章
verses 34 through 40
是从三十四节到四十节。
And in the back section of the later pages of your pew Bible, that would be page 40.
那么在大家手上的圣经是第四十页。第三十四节，法利赛人听见耶稣堵住了撒都该人的口，他们就聚集。内中有一个人是律法师，要试探耶稣，就问他说：“夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？”耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。”
And so Jesus is asked to answer the question, which is the greatest commandment of the law?
那么耶稣在这里的解释所说的就是这个律法上的诫命最大的就是要爱神。
And his answer is, love God with all consuming love and your neighbor as yourself.
他的回答就是说你要尽心的爱神也要爱你的邻居。
And he says that all the scriptures hang on the ability to do these two things.
那么执行这两大诫命的能力就是整个圣经所围绕的重点。
What he says is there's nothing more important than love.
Sorry, 没有什么比爱更重要的了。
Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the first four verses.
我们来看哥林多前书第十三章前面的三节。
And that's on page 307.
是在第三百零七页，第十三章。我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣，响的拔一般。我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。
What is Paul really saying here?
那么保罗在这里是讲什么呢?
Paul is simply saying that all my greatest deeds,
他在这里讲的就是说我所有的功绩,
all my greatest accomplishments,
我所有的成就,
my most eloquent words,
我雄辩的口才,
my greatest sacrifices,
我舍己的牺牲,
count as absolutely nothing without love.
那么如果不是出于爱，这些都算不得什么。
Anything that I do that isn't motivated by love counts for nothing.
所以我凡我所做的事情，如果不是出于爱，那么都算不得什么。
Look at Galatians chapter 5.
我们来看加拉太书第五章。
Verses 4 through 6.
第四节到第六节。
And that'll be page 335.
是在345页。你们这要靠律法称义的，是与基督隔绝，从恩典中坠落了。我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心，等候所盼望的义。原来在基督耶稣里，受割礼不受割礼全无功效，唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。
The first part and the last part of verse 6 are key here.
那么在第六节，它的开始和结束部分都是最重要的部分。
For in Christ, nothing counts but faith expressing itself through love.
那么在基督耶稣里，什么都不算数，唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。
Paul is saying, the only thing that counts, the only thing, the one thing,
在这里保罗是说唯一的能够生发功效的
is faith expressing itself through love.
就是使人生发仁爱的信心。
You know, today is Sunday.
今天是主日。
And some of us may like to keep the Sabbath.
那我们当中的有些人也许就有这样的习惯来安息在主的面前。
It's a day of rest.
今天是让我们来休息的。
It's a day where we can maybe meditate on some scripture.
那么这一天我们能够来读神的话语，与神亲近。
This would be one of those things that would be worthy of our time to meditate on.
那么这里有一句经文是值得我们来思考的。
That faith, the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love.
那唯独借着爱使人生发仁爱的信心才是唯一有功效的。
What does that mean?
这意味着什么呢？
How does that get worked out in our lives as Christians?
那在我们生命当中作为基督徒我们怎样来做这一些事情呢？
What Paul is touching on here is the essence of the Christian life, in the simplest of terms.
那么在这里，保罗是将圣经中最大的一个教义来借着他简单的话语来讲出的。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 3.
我们来看约翰一书第三章。
And verse 14, which is on page 424.
是在十四节，是在424. 在424页。约翰一书第三章第十四节，我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得是已经出死入生了。没有爱心的，仍住在死中。
Now, what John is saying here is that there's a way that we can tell whether we are alive or dead.
那么约翰在这里讲的是说，有一个方法能够让我们知道我们到底是死还是是生。
And what he's saying is, if you're not dead, then you love.
他的意思就是说，如果你没有死，那么你就会去爱。
Now, he's talking about being spiritually alive or spiritually dead.
那他这里是讲在灵性上我们的死与活。
The evidence of our spiritual life is tied together in our love for one another.
那么我们只有在 与人彼此相爱的这件事情上才能显明我们灵性方面的成长。
And I would just like to ask that we read once again 1 John chapter 4 verse 20 which was in our text today.
那么再请大家来读约翰一书的第四章第二十节。二十节，人若说我爱神却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。
And these verses, when I read through them, I found very convicting.
那么当我读到这些经文的时候，我真的使我相信一些事情。
And in one sense, I think we could end the message here right now.
那么我想，也许我们就在可以在这里结束今天的讲道。
And ask ourselves, how well are we loving?
让我们来问问自己，我们真的是有爱心的人吗？
Love is the essence of the Christian life.
那么基督徒的生活的中心，它的精华就是彼此相爱。
Which just leads us to our next question.
那么这个也将我们带到下来这个问题。
What is love?
那么爱是什么呢？
You know, I'm an easygoing person. I try to be cordial to people. I try to smile, and I try to be friendly.
通常我觉得我是个随和的人，我常常对人微笑，也和大家有时候聊天，让人觉得我很善良，很随和。
And if someone were to come to me and ask me, Pastor Jean, are you a loving person? I would probably answer, yeah.
如果有人来问我，Shanko 牧师，你是一个有爱心的人吗？也许我会回答，当然是。
But is this really love?
但是这是真的爱吗？
You know,The world has a definition of love.
那么这个世界对爱也有它的定义。
And the world says that love is something good.
啊，他说爱是一种美好的事物。
It's a warm, fuzzy feeling.
它是一种说不清楚却很温暖的感觉。
It's something that is good, feels good to me.
那也是让我觉得很不错的一个事情。
But love is so much more than that.
但是爱的含义其实远远超过这些。
Here's the definition of love that I heard from a conference speaker.A few years back.
那么几年前，我在一个大会上听到一个讲员，他这样定义爱。
And he defined love this way.
他是这样讲的。
A commitment of the will.
他是借由意志上的承诺。
And a joy of the spirit.
还有从圣灵而来的喜乐。
Which produces in us.
那么这两者在我们身上。
The ability to act in the best interest of others.
在我们身上产生了一种能够为着别人的益处而着想去行事为人的一种能力。
And I think that there are like three parts to this idea of love.
那么它的这个定义，对爱的定义，我想有三个部分。
And the first is that it is a commitment of the will.
那第一个，它是一种意志的承诺。
The Old Testament word for love is hesed.
那在旧约当中，希伯来语的对爱的这个讲法叫 hesed。
And it means a covenantal commitment to love.
它是一种神与人的盟约的爱。
This type of a commitment is very strong.
那这种相爱的这个盟约是非常强的。
It doesn't quit.
它绝对不会放弃。
It is pursuing.
它是一直在追求。
It's like a dog that is hunting.
就像一只狗在寻求它所要的东西。
Have you ever seen that?
大家有看到这样的样子？
They've got their nose to the ground.
它们鼻子触在地上。
And it's twitching.
然后不停地在嗅。
And they're going back and forth because they smell every place the foot went.
然后来来去去地在搜寻食物在哪里。
And they don't give up.
而且绝不会放弃。
It's the kind of love that we see in the book of Jonah.
那么这种爱我们也在约拿书当中看到。
Where God has this disobedient prophet.
那么神有约拿这样一个不愿意顺服的一个这个先知。
But he doesn't give up on him.
但是神却对他从来没有放弃。
And he sends a storm.
他 给他制造了这个暴风雨。
And he sends the men to throw him overboard.
也派人让他把他扔到水里去。
And then a big fish to swallow him.
大鱼也来了，把他吞到肚里。
And then he finally comes to his senses.
那最后约拿终于明白了。
But God would not let go of him.
但神绝对不会放弃他。
It's the type of thing that we see in Luke chapter 15.
那么这种爱我们也在路加福音十五章有看到。
The parable of the lost coin.
这个失钱的比喻。
The lost sheep.
失羊的比喻。
And the lost son.
还有浪子的比喻。
In each occasion.
在这每一件的事情当中。
God does the most unthinkable thing.
神做了不可想象的事情。
To illustrate how much he loves his children.
来表达了他是如何的爱他的孩子。
He pursues them.
他追着去爱他们。
Just like the woman lit the oil lamp to search for the coin.
就像那个丢了钱的妇人打着灯在地上寻找那个失去的一文钱。
The issue is that probably she used up more oil than the coin was worth.
那也许她花的这个油费要比她这一文钱的价值远远超出了。
God will do the unusual.
但是神却做着超乎寻常的事情。
He's like the shepherd who has 100 sheep, but one goes away.
他就像一个牧羊人，有一百只羊，其中一只走失了。
And he leaves the 99 to look for the one.
那他却离开了这99只，去找寻那一只羊。
Now, I wouldn't hire that shepherd, would you?
那但是我不想去雇，如果是我，我不会雇用这样的牧羊人。
The way conventional thinking says, you cut your losses.
那我们通常这个我们的想法就是，你要好想一想你自己的所得和所失啊。
But God isn't conventional in His love.
但是神对所有的他的羊都有着非常强烈的爱。
How about the lost son?
那么那个浪子的故事呢？
He goes away.
他走掉了。
Where's the father?
那他的父亲在哪里？
Sitting waiting.
他坐在那里等待他的回来。
After he embarrassed him,
那在他的儿子这样的使他的家人蒙使他的家庭蒙羞。
By asking him for his portion of his wealth,
他还问他的父亲讨要他这个继承的财产。
But the father is waiting.
但是他的父亲仍然在等待他。
And he's looking down the street.
他在街上往远处眺望。
And everyone that passes by,
那每一个走过去的人。
He says, "Is that my son?"
他都在想，那是我的儿子吗？
Is that him?
那是他吗？
And then finally, he sees him.
最后，他终于看到了他的儿子。
And he doesn't leave until he sees him.
他并没有当他看到他的时候，他并没有离开。
So that he could greet him with an embrace and a kiss.
这样，他才能跑到他的儿子面前，拥抱他，亲吻他。
This is the love of our God for us.
这就是神对我们的爱。
This is the kind of love that he expects his children to have for others.
这也是他期望他的儿女们能够彼此所有的拥有的所所表现的爱。
And this is the kind of love that he expects for us to have for one another.
那他也是希望让我们弟兄姊妹彼此之间能够有这样的爱。
I'm just going to end here.
那么我就在这里结束。
I'll pick up the rest of this next week.
啊，我会在下一周来再讲一些我今天要讲的一些部分。
But I want us to consider a couple things.
那我希望大家能够思考这样几件事情。
Number one, we have all been created with the capacity to love.
第一，我们被造都是带有去爱的能力。
And if we are in Christ,
如果我们在基督耶稣里，
then we have been loved so deeply.
那我们如此的被他深爱。
And we have been so completely transformed.
那我们也因着他的爱而完全的转变。
That we should be the most loving people on the face of this earth.
那么我们就应当是在这个地球上最具有爱心的人。
And if we're not,
那如果我们不是这样，
then I think we need to check the health and depth of our roots.
那么我觉得我们就应该来审视一下我们的根是不是根基太浅。
You know, I have a coffee maker my mother bought for my wife in the fall.
那我们家里有一个我母亲给我送给我太太的一个咖啡壶。
And I really like this coffee maker.
我很喜欢这个。
Because it has a gauge on it.
因为它上面有一个
刻
度。
Yeah, it's like what you have in your car to tell you how much gas is in your car.
就像我们在汽车里面那个油表，它告诉你车里还有多少油。
And every morning I get up at 6 in the morning.
每天早上我六点钟起床。
And the gauge is on full.
那么这个它的表都是满的。
And it makes me happy.
我真的很开心。
Because I put my cup under there and I press the button.
那我只需要把杯子放在下面摁一下。
And the coffee comes out.
这个咖啡就出来了。
And you know what, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹们。
I think maybe today is a good day.
我想今天也许是一个好的日子。
To look at our love gauge.
让我们来看看我们爱的这个刻度计。
If you're anything like me,
如果像我刚才讲的这样，
maybe it's not on full.
我们也许并不是满的。
And maybe God wants me or you to grow the roots deeper in the area of love for one another.
也许神让我们在爱的这个扎根的这个方面，让我们能够再继续的向下扎根。
Let's take some time today, this week,
让我们在这一周这一天来花一些时间
to consider these things.
来考虑仔细地思考这些事情
Amen.
Amen.